You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
On a level of dive bar bathroom wall to like Bible, it's below the dive bar bathroom wall.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
So Trump is still impeached, right? Kane, like they haven't undone the...
Well, I mean, Senate hasn't obviously done...
No, I know, but the yet, House hasn't...
Yeah, the House, okay.
And then everyone's deciding they're going to cancel. They're just going to triple down. And they think still, just to reiterate, that the best thing to do for the welfare and unity of the country is start the first 100 days off of the incoming administration with impeachment. Because if you had, and folks... If you've subscribed to the newsletter, I sent something out to you last night, just some early initial thoughts as everything was coming down, because I'm really interested in actually watching what Mitch McConnell does. And he had said that, I mean, he had said that he's, you know, doesn't know what he's going to do in the Senate in terms of the trial, how he would vote. He has to see what the arguments are. He has to see the evidence first. And that works. That is a completely reasonable statement from a reasonable person. It's also Mitch McConnell totally holding his cards to his chest. And I do enjoy watching that. But now, as I said in the newsletter, now if you subscribe to that, and I got a big one that I'm sending out to you tonight as well, to make up for the 2 hours that we missed fellowshipping today. But the him being impeached now for a second time, and the 10 Republicans, honestly, I'm going to tell you something. I was discussing this with some folks last night, and I really do feel as though there would have been more that would have voted for impeachment. But I think that they are more terrified of voters rejecting them at the ballot box than they are of any kind of like mob action. Right. Now, here's what else is interesting. I saw there were a couple of polls that were released last night. One, there was an Ipsos poll. This one is an Axios. So interestingly enough, this Axios Ipsos poll showed that more. And I want you to listen to how they're framing this. Now, remember what I just told you about Mitch McConnell, right? I want you to listen to how they're framing this, because there's a couple of other things in play here. Here's the sentence. Republicans across the U.S. are siding with President Trump over Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Big time, according to a new Axios Ipsos poll. Okay, so when I look at it, it's not that they're siding so much. Mitch McConnell hasn't taken a position, really. So I'm not. The only thing that he has said is nothing. There are things that other people who will not go on record, or maybe they're entirely made up. I just don't know if I feel like I trust CNN or MSNBC enough to just go ahead and take on face value what they're saying. But they were saying, well, someone told us that someone told them, and they told two friends, and they told two friends, and they told two friends that Mitch McConnell may or may not be pleased kind of sort of with what's happening. We're not sure, but maybe. That's pretty much what it was. Yeah, it is. There's gossip I've heard in the high school girls' bathroom when I was in grade that I believe more than that. You know, on a level of dive bar bathroom wall to like Bible, it's below the dive bar bathroom wall. I mean, I would actually think that maybe Tom would offer you a good time if you called that. Now, I'm just like giving some examples. Anyway, so they're saying, well, I was trying to, I don't really think that, you know, sidebar, because Kane's stuck on this. So let's hold up. If they're not really going to say call like, you know, Susie for a good time in the women's bat. Well, I don't know. Maybe now it's 2021. But it you know, usually it's girls arguing with boys and scratching each other's names out on the bathroom wall. So I just manufactured it, and I said, Tom, Kane, I'm not being CNN. I'm not giving you fake news. It's an example.
All right. I didn't know. Who was MySpace?
Tom. Okay. That's why. It was in my head. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Anyway, we all good? Okay. All right. We're good. We're on the same page now. Okay. That was very important. So so remember what I told you about Mitch McConnell. So they're really trying to frame this as Trump v. McConnell, because they want this war. Why do they want this war with McConnell? I'll get that in a second. And when I was looking at the breakdown of this, they were identifying people as a Donald Trump supporter, a traditional Republican, or political independent. And so their findings were, and it was a legitimate sample size, but I haven't looked to see whether or not, you know, how people had voted. But they said that Trump supporters overwhelmingly support the president's contesting of the election. Traditional Republicans are more mixed. Some supporters agree that that was 96%, he makes the party better. Traditional Republicans are less united. It's still 51% agree. So they're trying to identify this schism. Now, there is a schism between what you would call, and this is how I would term it, someone who considers their, I think, participation in the Republican Party predicated upon Trump, and then just like a general run-of-the-mill Republican. Now, there is a schism between these two groups, right? But is it insurmountable? I disagree. But that is the whole point. The media wants you to think, oh my gosh, your Republican Party's no more. Submit in fealty to our demands. Okay, not like that, but you get the idea. So the Trump supporters, they were asking, should he run again, etc. The bottom line, and I just was very fascinated with this, there was nothing actually said really about McConnell, unless they're using him as like this avatar for, you know, run-of-the-mill, not even like vanilla wafer, like the Nilla wafer, which is like, oh, it's just a regular bland cookie, unless it says Nilla on the box, right? He's like, you know, and I'm not saying this as to be offensive, he's just like the great value vanilla wafer, where they actually probably have to spell out vanilla bean wafer, I don't know. And he's just such a Republican that it doesn't register. He's just very, so it's just weird to me that they're making, he's the avatar for all of this. But he's also the person who holds the power for Republicans in Congress. Anything that Democrats are going to do is going to go up against this hurdle called Mitch McConnell. And he's smarmy. He could choose to play nice with you, or he could choose not to take his ball and go home, but take it and launch it at your head. It's one of the two. So they are really pushing. There's a deep schism. They say that 56% consider themselves traditional Republicans. 36% call themselves Trump Republicans. The former is often called establishment Republicans. Okay, I don't think I would say that establishment Republicans and there's a lot of grassroots folks. There are a number of grassroots folks that are Republican, but I don't think that they would necessarily firstly identify themselves as Trump Republicans. Now, whether that is, and here's what the poll doesn't get into, whether that gets into the psychology of, are you attracted to the personality, or is there a particular principle or issue that he is pushing that no one else is, and that is why they don't get into that. So it's just for optics. I mean, what is the point of taking a poll like this if you're not going to deep dive into the nitty gritty, right? I want to know everything. Do you drink almond milk also? How many Trump voters drink almond milk? I'm just, you know.
Plus, isn't there a lot of real estate between a Trump Republican and an establishment Republican? I mean, there's like a lot of nuance in there.
Nuance is dead. There's no such thing as nuance. Just,
it's silly to think that that's the only two that
exist. Do you know
exist?
That we're all flat? We don't even exist in like dimensionally. I mean, it's just, there is, it, but it's all for an optic. The whole thing is for an optic. And so this poll is suggesting that, voters are backing his objection. And this is, by the way, what all the Republicans in the Senate, everyone's like, you wanted to have a coup. I don't know of a senator who, everyone that I know when they were saying that we can't vote for, and again, nuance is dead, they can't vote for the certification. They were objecting to the certification of votes, that these are votes that are absent any kind of counting of contested mail-in ballots. That's what this was. But MSNBC says, no, he's going to steal all the bald eagles, all the flags. You thought Nicolas Cage was bad with the Declaration of Independence? Just wait until you see the Trump version. It's not that. They're just really just inflaming this. Now, here's the other thing. The other thing is that I've been seeing a very serious allegation. News outlets started floating this yesterday afternoon. More yesterday evening, and now I've really seen it today. This idea that, this was Spectator Index. CNN reports that federal investigators have indications U.S. Capitol riot may have been pre-planned. And then there was the accusation of, well, there are some people who say that some members of Congress were giving people, they were allowing them to come in and scope out the place. I mean, these are actual serious accusations that are being promoted by certain cable news outlets. That's a really incredibly serious accusation. I mean, it's not like the editing of CIA emails, but it's a serious accusation nonetheless. So that's one of the things we're going to dive into more tomorrow. Can I just talk for a moment about how people who are in media had no idea what a zip tie was until just like this past 7 days?
Seriously?
Apparently. I watched a blue check. Who was she? I saved her. I sent it to myself. There was a female reporter who was like, how many people actually have zip ties and use them? Who has zip ties? I didn't respond. And I don't really say things like this because people don't really know necessarily the degree of, you know, I decorate for everything. And I had an election get together. Right. There were no corona outbreaks, although we, you know, had called it our Rona party. But and I used my zip ties to actually tie a flag outside. I can use zip ties for all kinds of things. I didn't realize that it was the thing. It was controversial.
Audio cables.
Right. Yeah. We have tons of zip ties here because we tie up audio cables. Yeah. Kane's right. Right. You know, I mean, all kinds of stuff. Zip ties galore. Are these weapons now? Are we going to have sensible zip tie reform? I'm just curious. I'm not making light of something. I am. I'm not making light of anything other than the fact that I think that the people who are writing about these things are so ensconced in their own little Tupperware fresh bubbles, whether it's in D.C. or New York, and they have no idea what's going on in the rest of the world. You mean the pores use them plastic things to tie stuff together? I don't know. And then the Liz Cheney thing. I know we got to get going. But the Liz Cheney thing. Woo. She's not going anywhere. I will say that. This is not a proclamation as to sentiment on her. I'm telling you that she's not going to go anywhere. She's been there for a while. And she waited just up until the point where you couldn't cancel her. That's what she did. Just putting that out there. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. Privately owned, family company, they began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. And Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike. Never copying weapons, everything they do is always innovative. SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned into this program and Kel-Tec's social channels for several new Kel-Tec weapons that are coming. All true to Kel-Tec's commitment to game-changing innovation and performance. I'm excited to see what they've got next. While Kel-Tec is at full production, demand is higher than ever, and as a result, some of their firearms might be a little difficult to find, but they are working so hard to fulfill every distributor order as quickly as possible. All innovative Kel-Tec firearms are proudly and quality-made right here in America, in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. Check them out at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So this just came in, this headline, and I have to share it now. And I don't know, but we just talked about, you know, that monolith that was in Utah that disappeared? The steel beam thingy? Okay, so now a new one has appeared in Romania, a few feet away from the site of an ancient fortress. It was found now in Romania, and it looks like it was deliberately done, and it's only a few feet away from where this one fortress once stood. Nobody has any idea. Some people think that it looks like a John McCracken sculpture. He was like a minimalist. He kicked the bucket in 2011, though. So he would do like stuff in remote places. So I don't know. That's either that or it's aliens who are like, why are these people so stupid? If they would only stop getting upset over pancake syrup long enough to like actually pay attention to what was happening here. Just saying, just wanted to share that with you because I am fascinated by this because I love the alien stuff. You know me, I love the alien stuff. All right, so Let's see here. I also have, ooh, this is interesting. 8-mile wall of prehistoric paintings was discovered in the Amazon rainforest. Now they've, in South America, it was in Colombia. It features animals and humans. It was created 12,500 years ago. And like apparently there are like some depictions of extinct animals, including something I can't pronounce because it has every vowel repeatedly in it, almost every other syllable. But it was a relative of the camel. And it's thought to be there for thousands of years. 8 miles long. 8 miles long. It's pretty unbelievable. So that's just saying. And a year after the alarm from Wuhan, China is now trying to, according to The Guardian, change the origin story of the Wuhan coronavirus, of course. This is state media is like has really been pushing in China. Their Communist Party has been pushing propaganda to place the birth of the virus in other countries like Italy. Things that Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, they're all too happy to repeat. Until I started talking about home title lock, I had no idea how easy the crime of home title theft actually is and how easily it can ruin you financially. The legal titles to everyone's homes are digitized. They're kept on government and business servers and in the cloud where they can be hacked. And a cyber thief can find your home's title and can forge your signature on a quitclaim deed stating that you sold your home to them. Done. And then they can take out loans against your home until all of your equity is gone and you're left with nothing but the debt. You won't even know until the collection calls start pouring in. You're not protected by insurance, your bank, or common identity theft programs. Home Title Lock protects you. Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title, and the instant they detect tampering, they help shut it down cold. Visit HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you could potentially be a victim. Then use code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
And if I can pull up all my stuff here. All right, so first and foremost, I'm sure that we had a very busy Florida person, Florida man, over the Thanksgiving weekend, Thanksgiving holiday. A Florida driver fell asleep at the wheel and drove right into a pond, but was able to successfully escape. Probably, I would imagine, just the fear of a gator probably lurking there would be enough. The Florida Wildlife and Conservation Commission and Manatee County Sheriff's Office. Now, sidebar. This is just me being silly, but every time I see Manatee County, I just think of a county populated entirely by manatees. They provided assistance with clearing the submerged vehicle. There were no injuries. I mean, he didn't have like a Teddy Kennedy moment, so... There was no other injuries. It was just him. He was able to extricate himself. So, you know, there you go. A Florida man explains what began as an outrageous 2 a.m. like brawl at a Wawa. And apparently like their pants fell off at some point. Like two dudes, they pantsed each other and it was 2 a.m. They got into a fight and they were trying to beat each other senseless, and they ended up, I mean, they started fighting like chicks later because they were like, well, I'll just, you know, try to grab your clothing. I know what they were doing. They were trying to tie each other's legs up so that they could, I guess, better get each other. But oh my gosh. And then, I mean, I just can't say that either. There's like, I can't say it. I mean, we can't even play the video because it's so ridiculous. It really is worth it, though.
Play the video. You just can't play
No, I mean,
the
like, the audio. Yeah, the yeah, audio. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. Where do I want to go? I can't. Some of these I can't even share because they're just so crazy. So there was a guy who was on LSD who attacked a Disney World guard, and deputy said that he had, quote, unexpected strength. I'm just wondering, he is like a crazy mullet too, like a legit mullet. 19-year-old James Averid of Pompano Beach, he pled not guilty to a charge of battery on a uniformed security guard. He asked for a jury trial. He attacked the guy, put him in a headlock while the guy was making his rounds at Animal Kingdom. And he said he was, quote, in a state of excited delirium and unexpected strength. And then when Avrid became coherent. He told a nurse, quote, "I took LSD and tried to kill someone." He has been banned from all Disney World property. No more Animal Kingdom for you.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.